We're back here on Giants.com, and today's Giants Insider is ESPN Insider, Dan Graziano. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And Dan, of course, used to cover the Giants, now a national reporter for ESPN. Dan, let's start with the Giants. The one big move they've made already is putting the franchise tag on Jason Pierre-Paul. What do you think that means moving forward now, trying to work out a long-term deal?
I think they'd like to work out a long-term deal, but I don't think the fact of the franchise tag, from what I understand, indicates that they're particularly close. It seems to me that the Giants have decided they're a win-now team, coming off an 11-win season, and when they've won Super Bowls in recent years, they've done so with a deep, talented pass rush. Not going to be a lot of pass rushers of Jason Pierre-Paul's caliber hitting the market, so if you want to maintain that 1-2 punch with Olivier Vernon and someone real strong on the other side, you don't let Jason Pierre-Paul leave. And my understanding is they haven't given up on the idea of bringing back Jonathan Hankins. So that would be a heavy investment in the defensive line, but they like to invest in the defensive line. That's been very good to them as a plan in years past.
And we're at the combine here, so obviously we'll see the draft prospects later on in the week. How do you think this draft class and how it's structured in terms of strengths and weaknesses is going to affect how teams approach the free agent market next week?
Well, I think it depends on the position. Like, we talk about offensive line, and we hear a lot about this draft not being very deep there in terms of offensive line. So maybe that helps a free agent offensive lineman, because maybe a team looks and says, I don't think I can find my win now answer in the draft. Obviously, quarterback is always a fascinating position, but the draft is supposed to be very, very deep at defensive end, at defensive back, at running back, maybe not so much at wide receiver, yes, at tight end. So it depends on the positions. You know, if you're Martellus Bennett trying to get a big contract and you're talking to teams and you're playing hardball, maybe that team says, well, I can get just as good a tight end in the first round or the second round this year. So I think when you look at those positions in the draft that where it's deep, that might cause teams to wait, whereas in free agency, if you have a position where you don't think you can answer there, that might push those prices a little higher.
Final question. I know the prediction market is tough this time of year. What do you think the Giants will do in free agency? And then how do you think they're going to handle the draft, specifically their first-round pick?
Oh, well, I think, you know, picking is – when the last couple of years when they've picked higher, it's been a little easier to forecast.
Yeah.
But, you know, good for them. They're picking down at 23 this year. That means they had a great year, obviously. In terms of the draft, I mean, you know, I could see them going tight end if it's a strong tight end draft. That seems to be a position they've struggled to address. But always, I mean, they seem so focused on defense. And they won so many games because of their defense last year that I really wouldn't be surprised to see them to look that way again, even if, whether it's a pass rusher for the long term, because, again, Jason's only one more year – unless they do something, whether it's a defensive back, always looking for a safety, it seems like. Even with Landon Collins' great year, they're not all the way sure who they're going to pair with him long term. So I feel like it's defense, as crazy as that sounds, after all the money they spent there last year, but it worked out well for them.
Dan, great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Dan Graziano, ESPN Insider, right here on Giants.com.